Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 19, Part 3, The Demigods Praise Human Birth in Bharatavarsha. Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. In the tract of land known as Bharatavarsha, as in Ilavritavarsha, there are many mountains and rivers. Some of the mountains are known as follows: Malaya, Mangalaprastha, Mainaka, Trikuta, Rishaba, Kutaka, Kolaka, Sakya, Devagiri, Rishyamukha, Sri Shaila, Venkata, Mahindra, Varidhara, Vindhya, Shuktiman, Rikshagiri, Pariyatra, Drona, Chitrakuta, Govardhan, Raivataka, Kakubha, Nila, Gokamukha, Indrakila, and Kamagiri. And besides these, there are many other hills with many large and small rivers flowing from their slopes. Two of the rivers, namely the Brahmaputra and the Shona, are called nadas, or main rivers. Now, there are other great rivers that are also very prominent, such as Chandravasa, Tamraparni, Avatoda, Kritamala, Vaihayasi, Kaveri, Veni, Payasvani, Sharkaravarta, Tungabhadra, Krishnavenya, Bhimarathi, Godavari, Nirvindya, Payoshni, Tapi, Reva, Surasa, Narmada, Charmanvati, Mahanadi, Veda Smriti, Rishikulya, Trishama, Kaushiki, Mandakini, Yamuna, Sarasvati, Drishadvati, Gomati, Sarayu, Rodasvati, Saptavati, Sushoma, Shatradru, Chandrabhaga, Marudvridha, Vitasta, Asikni, and Vishva. The inhabitants of Bharatavarsha are purified because they always remember these rivers. Sometimes they chant the names of these rivers as mantras, and sometimes they go directly to the rivers to touch them and bathe in them. Thus, the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha become purified. The people who take birth in this tract of land are divided according to the qualities of material nature, such as the modes of goodness, sattva-guna, passion, rajoguna, and ignorance, tamoguna. Some of them are born as exalted personalities, some are ordinary human beings, and some are extremely abominable. For in Bharatavarsha, one takes birth exactly according to one's past karma. However, if one's position is ascertained by a bona fide spiritual master, and one is properly trained to engage in the service of Lord Vishnu, according to the four social divisions, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, as well as the four spiritual divisions, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, then one's life becomes perfect. After many, many births, when the results of one's pious activities mature, one gets an opportunity to associate with pure devotees. Then one is able to cut the knot of bondage to ignorance, which bound one in the first place, only because of varied fruitive activities. So as a result of associating with devotees, one gradually renders service to Lord Vasudeva, who is transcendental, free from attachment to the material world, beyond the mind and words, and independent of everything else. That bhakti yoga, devotional service to Lord Vasudeva, is the real path of liberation. Since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods in heaven speak in the following way. Oh, how wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatavarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or else the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human births in Bharatavarsha to execute bhakti yoga. But these human beings are already engaged in devotional service. After performing the very difficult tasks of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows and giving charity, we demigods have achieved this position as inhabitants of the heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here, we are certainly very much engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten Lord Narayana's lotus feet. Actually, a short life in the land of Bharatavarsha is preferable even to a life achieved in Brahmaloka for millions and billions of years, because even if one is elevated to Brahmaloka, still one must return to repeated birth and death. Although life in Bharatavarsha in a lower planetary system is very short, one who lives there can elevate him or herself to full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection, even within this short lifetime, by fully surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus one attains Vaikuntha Loka, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth in a material body. Na yatra Vaikuntha katha sudapaga. Na sadhavo bhagavatas tadashrayaha, na yatra yagyesha makha mahotsavaha, suresha lokaha apinavai sa sevyatam. An intelligent person does not take interest in any place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganga of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities do not flow in such a place. Or if there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtan Yajna is recommended in this age of Kali. Bharatavarsha offers the proper land and circumstances in which to execute devotional service, which can free one from the results of jnana and karma. If one obtains a human body in the land of Bharatavarsha, with clear sensory organs with which to execute Sankirtan Yajna, but in spite of this opportunity does not take to devotional service, then he or she is certainly like liberated forest animals and birds who are careless and are therefore once again bound up by the hunter. Presently, Bharatavarsha is known as the subcontinent of India. There are many worshippers of demigods who are the various officials appointed by the Supreme Lord, such as Indra, Chandra, and Surya, all of whom are worshipped differently. Worshippers of demigods offer their oblations, considering the demigods part and parcel of the whole, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts these offerings and gradually raises the worshippers to the real standard known as devotional service. He does this by fulfilling their desires and aspirations. Because the Lord is complete, he offers the worshippers the benedictions they desire, even if they worship only part of his transcendental body. Satyam dishati arthitam arthito nirnang naivarthado yat punar arthita yataha swayam vidhate bhajatam anichchatam ichchapidanam nija padapallavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead fulfills the material desires of a devotee who approaches him with such motives. But Krishna does not bestow benedictions upon the devotee, which will cause the devotee to demand more benedictions again. However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his own lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it, and that shelter satisfies all desires. And that is the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Yadi atra na swarga sukha vasheshatam svishtasya suktasya kritasya shobhanam tena janabhe smriti maj janmana syad Varshe harir yad bhajatang shang tanoti. We demigods are now living in the heavenly planets, undoubtedly as a result of our having performed ritualistic ceremonies, pious activities, yajnas, and having studied the Vedas. However, our lives here in heaven will one day be finished, and so we pray that at that time, if any merit remains from our pious activities, we may again take birth in Bharatavarsha as human beings, thus able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord is so kind that he personally comes to the land of Bharatavarsha, expanding the good fortune of its people. Sri Shukadeva Goswami then said, "My dear king, in the opinion of some learned scholars, 8 smaller islands surround Jambudwipa. When the sons of Maharaj Sagara were searching for their lost horse all over the world, they dug up the earth, and in this way, 8 adjoining islands came into existence. The names of these islands are Swarnaprastha, Chandra Shukla, Avartana, Ramanaka, Mandara Harina, Panchajanya, Singhala, and Lanka. And so, my dear King Parikshit, O best of the descendants of Bharata Maharaj, I have thus described to you, as I myself have been instructed, concerning the island of Bharatavarsha and its adjoining islands. These are the islands which constitute Jambudwipa. Recorded July 13, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Charaha Eva Sindhure Travanda Kirtana Smarana Vandana Hadda Sivana Dasyare Pujana Saki Jana Atmanivedana Govinda Das Abhi Lakshare Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sivana Dasyare Pujana Shakti Jana Atman Vedana Nirantara Dasa Abhilashare Nithai Hare Krishna. heart.